We present to you
seriously
ignorant
news.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
It's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-N.
Seriously ignorant news.
Catch Damon at Chuckles Comedy Club in Memphis Thursday through Sunday, the 11th through the 14th. What's the last thing you'd expect a mom to put in a Bible? Senior Chief Correspondent Damon Williams reports from Chicago on a mom who will do anything for her baby. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom. As serious as the moment you find out who your real friends are. Oh! So he can make it to the white man funeral. No, Civil was my peoples in there. Man, listen. All right,
home
here we
grown.
Go. Man, Chi-Town, stand up. All right, Oklahoma man, Jacob Baker, he should be ashamed of himself. He's a client at the Oklahoma County Jail. I like to call him a client because they make money off all these prisons. But anyway, in an effort to get better food, he asked his 62-year-old mother to help him out. So he asked her to sneak some weed so he could trade it for food. But he wanted her to sneak it by sending him a Bible with weed inside the bindings.
Wow.
So, exactly.
Wow.
So this got intercepted by the authorities, and when they found the weed, she said she was just trying to help her son. Now, that's a good mother, but ain't no way in hell I could ask my mama to risk jail and upsetting Jesus. That weed never would have made it. The closest my mother would have got to some weed in her Bible was quoting that scripture about the burning bush. I heard it in there somewhere, Tom. Me and you both might need to study up on that one. Yeah, my mama don't play with Jesus. And this man's mama is now in the same Oklahoma County jail with
wow.
him with a $100,000 bill. Seriously.
Wow.
Yep. As serious as all these new black hockey fans in Chicago. I tried to watch that. You need good eyesight to watch hockey.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
That puck moves fast. If you squint, you're going to miss it. Seriously. So now here's a 32-year-old man, speaking of missing it. 32-year-old New York man was having problems in his relationship, so he was missing his woman. And so he did the logical thing, one we might all do. He went to a fortune teller. Yep. Can't tell you how many times I had an issue and I said to myself, I sure wish I had a good fortune teller right now. I can't tell you because it ain't never happened. Anyway, this genius went to a Manhattan psychic. Her name was Priscilla DeMauro. And when things went sour between him and his lady named Michelle, so the psychic told him that he and Michelle were twin flames, but they were being kept apart by negativity. But she could talk to the spirits and fix things as long as he kept paying. So he paid. This lasted over 20 months. He was making payments totaling over $700,000, including $80,000 for a bridge that was supposedly trapping the bad spirits into another realm, a $30,000 Rolex to cleanse his past sins, and a $40,000 Tiffany ring to preserve his and protect his energy. So he didn't get suspicious until he found out Michelle passed away. Now, seriously. But then she told him, she didn't stop there. The psychic said, yeah, well, I can reincarnate her. So he had to pay more money for the reincarnation plus the trip for them to go to meet the new Michelle. So this is a true story. So he called the cops because he's mad about his $700,000, and they actually charged the psychic with fraud. But I say this, if you can find somebody to give you $700,000 to tell some fortune and they not certifiably retarded, you should be able to keep the money and all charges dropped. Seriously.
Yeah, how is that a crime?
I don't know how that's a crime. As serious as a late, late payment. Now you got to make arrangements on your arrangements. Reporting to you live from Chicago because I couldn't make it to Jackson. Thanks, Sybil. The chief correspondent, David Williams. I'll see y'all in Memphis.
Oh, sure, you can make it to Memphis, just 3 hours away from Jackson.
Oh, got to be there at the top. You got 5 minutes to make it there on time.